AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. There are new developments in the search for Brian Laundrie in Florida. He is missing and a person of interest in the killing of his girlfriend, Gabby Petito. Here's the AP's Jennifer King.
Laundrie family attorney Stephen Bertolino told the AP that items believed to belong to Brian Laundrie were found in a Florida wilderness park as the search continues for clues in the slaying of Gabby Petito. News reports showed numerous law enforcement vehicles arriving in a tent set up inside the woods. Laundrie's parents took part in the search with the FBI and police from Northport, Florida today. It's been more than a month since Laundrie was reported missing. Bertolino told the AP that after a brief search off a trail that Brian frequented, some articles belonging to him were found. The Sarasota County Medical Examiner's Office confirmed they'd been summoned to the reserve but wouldn't comment further. An FBI evidence response team is processing the scene. I'm Jennifer King.
Nicholas Cruz pleaded guilty today to 17 counts of murder in the Parkland High School shootings in Florida in 2018.
I am very sorry for what I did, and I have to live with it every day. And that if I were to get a second chance, I would do everything in my power to try to help others.
Cruz spoke in court, saying he can't live with himself sometimes. Tony Montalto was in court as well. His daughter, Gina, was one of the 17 people killed.
Was probably the most uncomfortable thing. Well, second most uncomfortable thing we've ever had to do. First one would have been hugging our daughter's lifeless body.
Cruz faces the death penalty or life in prison. The New York Times is reporting Donald Trump's company is under criminal investigation by a district attorney in a New York City suburb into whether it misled officials to cut taxes for a golf course there. The Federal Reserve's Beige Book report says the economy is facing a number of headwinds at the start of this month. Supply chain disruptions, labor shortages, and uncertainty about the Delta variant of the coronavirus. A fire chief in Florida has been fired for not disciplining employees who refuse to follow Orange County's mandate all employees get vaccinated. This is AP News. A Brazilian senator formally presented a report recommending an indictment of President Jair Bolsonaro over his handling of the coronavirus.
The nearly 1,200-page report is based on 6 months of work by the committee investigating the government's management of the pandemic. It calls for Bolsonaro to be indicted on a series of charges, from charlatanism and inciting crime all the way up to crimes against humanity. The report can still be modified before the committee vote on the 26th of October, and the decision on whether to file most of the charges would be up to Brazil's prosecutor general, who was appointed by the president. Analysts say it's unclear if he would act. I'm Zeria Shakili.
Bitcoin stormed above $66,000 for the first time, riding a wave of excitement about how the financial establishment is increasingly accepting the rise of digital currency. The surge has come as more businesses, professional investors, and even the government of El Salvador buy into Bitcoin. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.